WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's Jessica Lane here. And welcome back to Clean Girl Energy, Simple Living Affirmations. We're diving deep today into something super important. Creating your own safe space and setting those boundaries like a boss. Ever feel like you're constantly giving out energy but not getting enough back? You know that feeling when people just walk all over you, or you say yes to things even when you really want to scream, no. Well, honey, let me tell you, it's time to reclaim your power. Today, we're going to break down how to build a sanctuary for yourself, both physically and mentally, and learn some powerful techniques for setting boundaries that actually stick. Because let's be real, life is too short to feel drained and depleted. You deserve to feel safe, respected, and energized, inside and out. Now, first things first, creating your own safe space isn't just about having a perfectly organized apartment or a zen garden, although those are awesome. It's about cultivating an environment where you feel comfortable being yourself, 100% unfiltered. Think of it like your personal VIP zone, where negativity can't touch you and your energy levels are always on high. So, here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Identify your non-negotiables. What are the absolute must-haves for your well-being? Is it a quiet space to unwind after a long day? Maybe it's having dedicated, me time, each week, or even just a strict, no phone before bed, rule. Figure out what truly makes you feel safe and secure, and make those things non-negotiable in your life. Remember, honey, you're not being selfish, you're taking care of yourself. 2. Physical space equals mental sanctuary. Ever notice how a cluttered room can make you feel overwhelmed? Your physical environment has a huge impact on your mental state. So, take some time to declutter and organize your space. Surround yourself with things that bring you joy, photos, plants, inspiring quotes, anything that makes you smile. This isn't about perfection, it's about creating an atmosphere that feels calm and inviting. 3. Digital detox. We live in a world of constant connection, but sometimes, too much screen time can leave us feeling drained and disconnected from ourselves. Think about setting boundaries for your digital life. Maybe it's turning off notifications after a certain hour, dedicating specific times for checking emails, or even taking a full day offline every week. Trust me, your brain, and your soul, will thank you. 4. The art of saying no. This one can be tricky, but trust me, learning to say no is essential for creating healthy boundaries. You don't have to explain yourself or feel guilty. A simple, no, thank you, is often enough. Remember, your time and energy are valuable resources, and it's okay to prioritize your needs. 5. Communicate your boundaries clearly. Be upfront about what makes you feel comfortable and what doesn't. You don't have to be aggressive, just be clear and direct. For example, if someone is constantly interrupting you, say something like, "I'd love to hear your thoughts, but I'm trying to focus on finishing this task right now. Can we chat later?" Now, imagine this. You're having a rough day at work. You come home feeling drained and overwhelmed. But instead of letting the stress take over, you walk into your sanctuary, a space that feels calm, organized, and just for you. You light a candle, put on some calming music, and maybe even sip on a cup of herbal tea. In this safe space, you can finally unwind and recharge. That's the power of creating your own personal haven. So, remember, my friends, setting boundaries is not about being selfish or shutting people out. It's about protecting your well-being and creating a life that feels authentically yours. Start small, experiment with different techniques, and find what works best for you. The most important thing is to be kind to yourself and remember, you deserve to feel safe, respected, and empowered. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you create a safe space for yourself? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media using #CleanGirlEnergy. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss out on any future episodes filled with real talk, relatable stories, and actionable advice to help you live your best life. Until next time, stay clean, stay positive, and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.